Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
Pennsylvania man is accused of breaking into a New Hampshire woman's home and hiding out in her attic after they met on her OnlyFans account.
Oh, wow. Oh God, dude. This is a thing.
Maurizio Damon Guerrero from Ben Salem.
Hi.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Was arrested and charged with 4 counts of burglary. Authorities say Guerrero allegedly broke into a woman's Summersworth home early on the morning of February 9th. The woman and her mother had called police after the woman said she woke up and saw someone standing in the hallway.
I don't do OnlyFans. I just do activities lists.
Officers searching the home went into the attack and heard heavy footsteps on the roof. Guerrero was located on the roof, brought inside and detained. The woman,
Santa,
who has a young child, told police that she had noticed odd things happening around the house in the days leading up to Guerrero's arrest. She said the downstairs window had been left slightly open and a door near the kitchen had been left open. The woman also said, listen to this. She said her keys had disappeared from a counter and then reappeared as she was looking for them.
Oh, no. That's creepy.
The woman told police that she brushed it off as, you know, she was just busy and forgetful. The woman said she met Guerrero through her OnlyFans account and gave him her address because he said he wanted to buy her a television and a fireplace. She said that he seemed nice at first and told police that she did not want to meet him, but he was very pushy. The woman described one incident where Guerrero allegedly waited in his car outside her home. She told police that he said that he would sometimes sleep in his vehicle outside his home.
Oh, man.
During another encounter, Guerrero allegedly told the woman to look out her window because he was waiting on the sidewalk. The woman said that she let him inside because she didn't know what else to do. They hung up for about 2 hours, and then she made him leave.
This is making me rethink my OnlyFans page.
Guerrero then allegedly told police that he went to the woman's home on February 9th to take back the television he bought her. He said that he went into the attic after hearing people in the house talking. The woman told police she believed that he had been in the attic for quite some time because she found food and headphones. Police also located a tracking device in the attic.
Oh, my God.
An investigation found that Guerrero allegedly took videos of the woman sleeping naked without her consent and stole items from her home. He allegedly told police that he planned to put the tracking device on the woman's car. There's a bail hearing on February 18th, and the judge released him on $2,500 cash bail. But he's wearing a GPS tracker, so they're going to keep tabs on him.
How terrifying is that?
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
Two-time Olympic medalist Guillermo Ringo has suffered serious eye injuries in what's being called a freak cooking accident. Okay, so Rigondeaux's manager, Alex Bournot, said that his client was cooking in his Miami home last week when the injury occurred. The contents of a pressure cooker reportedly exploded in his face.
Whoa!
This is an Olympic boxer. When the pot exploded and we saw how Rigondeaux was left, we thought the worst because his face and eyes look very bad as a result of the impact of the explosion. He's lost a significant portion of his vision because of this accident. Bournot is hopeful that Rigondeaux's next round of tests will show that he can make a full recovery. If not, he may have to undergo a lengthy surgery and recovery process to fix the
issue. Were they able to determine if it was an issue with the cooker itself, or was he doing something wrong?
Don't know that as of now, but nonetheless, it was the explosion that messed up his face big time. In Florida, a teacher was hospitalized after a 5-year-old Pine Lakes Elementary student attacked her. The student used fists and feet to hit his teacher shortly after 10 a.m. on Wednesday in the cool-down room.
A 5-year-old?
After he and a 4-year-old started to throw things around and flip chairs. An officer responded to the classroom and found the teacher sitting on the ground against the wall. She was feeling faint, weak, and dazed before she started coughing and dry heaving. Fire rescue personnel used a stretcher to take the teacher out of the classroom and took her to the hospital. Well, the student is facing a charge of aggravated assault with hands, fists, and feet. Yeah, a 5-year-old.
Was this an abnormally large 5-year-old?
Didn't say so in the story. I don't know, but apparently he connected with some of his shots he took on the teacher. New York City may have a reputation as a tough and cutthroat city, but every now and then comes a story that will restore faith in humanity for even the most cynical among us. A man from Honduras lost his wallet Wednesday morning as he was walking through the always busy and tourist-laden Times Square. The wallet belonged to Eduardo Martinez, who said that he dropped it as he was rushing to work near Broadway and West 49th Street. Aside from the standard wallet items, there was $4,000 cash inside, when Martinez said he lost it. He later returned to the area and frantically searched for the missing wallet. When two officers saw him and approached, they had been given a wallet by a woman who said she found it while she was also commuting around the same time as Martinez.
And there was $1,000 in it, officer.
$1,000. Now, after matching the identification, they gave Martinez his wallet back, and miraculously, all $4,000 was still inside.
Now, then, does your heart good?
Yeah, it does your heart good.
The thief probably took down all the credit card numbers.
But Martinez said in Spanish that there are still honest people out there, and he was very grateful for the woman and the police for helping him out. Wow.
Good for whoever did that.
Bottles of Moët and Chandon champagne are being recalled all across the Eastern Europe across the EU.
Oh.
Because they may be filled with a liquid form of ecstasy.
Uh-oh.
Moët and Chandon Imperial Ice 3-liter bottles are being recalled after reports of intoxication in other EU member states. Some bottles are believed to have been tampered with, completely emptied, and champagne and filled and emptied of champagne and filled instead with pure liquid MDMA. Wow. The bottles are sold online by private individuals. So
that's crazy.
But no incidents so far, but they're trying to find out what happened. All right. I got to do this last one. All right.
All right.
A massive species of spider from Asia has been colonizing large chunks of the southeastern United States over the last few years, and wildlife experts say that there is little that can be done to stop the Joro spider from spreading.
You're going to love this, Kathy.
The good news is those same experts say that apart from being huge and scary looking, the spider probably won't be hugely disruptive to local ecosystems or harmful to humans in Alabama or other southern states.
So when they mentioned they call them the parachuting spider, do they in fact...
Yeah,
parachute down?
Well, no, like other spiders, they can spin a web that will carry them from place to place on the wind.
Extra wonderful.
So the Joro spider is venomous, but the venom is believed to isn't believed to be a threat to humans since the spiders have very small fangs and most defensive bites likely wouldn't even break a person's skin.
Oh, I'd just be laughing if one of these spiders was trying to gnaw into my hand because I would know its mandibles are too small.
Joro had several advantages that will allow it to thrive and spread across large swaths of the United States. Sightings of the bright yellow and black Joro spider have become very common in the Atlanta and Athens, Georgia areas. Research indicates they probably arrived about 80 miles north of Atlanta from a shipping container, probably from Asia. From there, it's apparently spread by both hitchhiking on human vehicles and by moving through the air on a strand of silk. So that's its parachuting thing.
Okay. This has to be happening in other countries, too. Like, there has to be American invasive species.
You would imagine. Right? However, it seems like we're always the recipient of this stuff.
Yep.
What was the lanternfly last go around, right?
So the technique is called ballooning, by the way, the way that they move it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, so they can parachute into new areas and expand their range. And it's also how male spiders drop in to find a female.
So imagine you're walking through the park one day and this thing lands on your face.
Right, but these things are huge, by the way. They're really big. And they can make a web that's like 10 feet long.
Good.
Yep.
Do you ever walk out in the morning to your car and walk like past a bush or something and you get a big bunch of web in your face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just great.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
When Abby Vollett went to the hospital with stomach pain, she had no idea she returned home with a baby. What? The 21-year-old, who was a full-time student at the time, was rushed to the hospital in Missouri with severe abdominal cramps. But she was in shock when doctors told her that she was 35 weeks pregnant, fully dilated.
Oh, my God.
Medics had to perform an emergency C-section on Abby, and within 20 minutes, her baby daughter had arrived. Abby said, the pain started off with slight stomach cramps. They continued to get worse over the day to the point where I couldn't move. So my mom, Cindy, took me to the hospital. I had an ultrasound. The doctors told me I was pregnant and fully dilated. And I remember telling the doctor that it wasn't true. I was in total shock. At first, they estimated I was around 20 weeks, but after the C-section, they said it was actually between 35 and 37 weeks.
Wouldn't there be all sorts of medical anomalies you'd start to notice?
But the anomaly is sometimes it doesn't happen to people.
God.
So at first, I felt so embarrassed that I was going to be young and a single mom, I even refused to see my baby for the first few days. And when Abby told family and friends about her new arrival, they initially thought that she was joking because she had given birth so close to April Fool's Day. But doctors now think that baby Kalani, that's the baby's name, must have grown behind Abby's ribs because the young mother had no bump and never felt any kicks during the pregnancy.
That is astonishing because we're looking at a picture of her. She actually seems kind of slight. The baby, obviously, but the mom.
Yeah, you think maybe somebody who's more overweight might, you know, it might not show as much. So she said, I was even getting my period the whole time. What? And I comfortably fit into all of my size medium clothes the whole way through. But despite the initial shock, Abby now wouldn't change a thing. She said, before having my daughter, I honestly never wanted to have children and didn't plan for it to happen in my life. But now that she's here, I absolutely love her. So there you go.
This is like when I had that parasitic twin in my stomach that was telepathic and answered to Quato.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it was.
They made a documentary about
that. Yes, it was called Total Recall.
Yeah. A Venice man was arrested, Venice, Florida, arrested for ramming his pickup truck into a home while cursing at the homeowner. So police responded to the home and found Anthony. This is great stuff in the story. Yeah. Okay, so Anthony Antares was sitting in the bed of his Chevy truck blasting the song Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. His truck had heavily damaged as well as both the home's garage doors and the window next to the home's front door was caved in. Antonaris told officers that his, quote, foot slipped, causing him to crash his truck into the house three times.
Three times?
Yes.
That's a hell of a foot slip.
A woman who was inside the home alone said that she heard a loud bang and saw Antonaris driving his truck into the house on purpose. A woman called 911. And told the dispatcher she heard Antares screaming, F you, while he drove into the house. He and the woman apparently know each other.
Oh, probably not on good terms.
The damage of the house appeared to be well over $50,000. Antonaris told officers that the homeowner was not a good person and that the incident was, quote, a message. He was arrested and is facing felony charges of criminal mischief and shooting into or throwing deadly missiles into dwellings.
Do you think they'll depose Miley Cyrus in this whole thing?
Yeah, she's a part of it, so she's got to be involved somehow or another. All right, here's a follow-up story for one that I had last week, guys. A fed-up state legislature from Harlem is proposing a law that would make throwing or smearing a victim with feces or other bodily fluids a felony crime. After a sicko allegedly smeared his own crap on a woman on a Bronx subway platform.
Why did I think it probably or should have already been that?
Me too.
Yeah.
Assemblywoman Inez Dickens said, that really set me off. That's awful. It's disgusting. Something has to change. We can't have criminals on the subway hitting innocent people in the face with feces or throwing urine at them. And we can't have our constituents afraid to ride the subway, the bus, or walk the street.
It's the Doo-Doo Feces Act.
Frank Arbakawa was released without bail despite having a long rap sheet. And under the loosened no-cash bail law, the court did not have the authority to detain him. Dickens said that there have been similar incidents. She noted that another sicko threw a cup of urine at a transgender person in the subway in her Harlem district. The current misdemeanor aggravated harassment law does not specifically mention the crime of hurling or smearing a victim with bodily fluids. So the legislation would put specific language in the penal law, smearing or throwing bodily fluids at someone, and raise the penalty to a Class E felony punishable up to 4 years imprisonment.
The footage of that woman having it smeared on her face is just disgusting.
The draft of the bill states that a person would be charged with a Class E felon if he throws, tosses, spits, wipes, expels, or transfers onto another individual without such person's consent human or animal bodily fluids and or solids such as, but not limited to, urine, blood, saliva, phlegm, feces, and any other substance defined as a bodily fluid.
Is snot in there?
Is that a technicality? It says
bodily fluid.
Phlegm. Urine, blood, saliva, phlegm. I got to believe that's got to be in there somewhere.
Okay, good.
So,
a good lawyer will get you the snot charge.
All right. I think I may have mentioned this story a long time ago, but a lavender spray marketed for refreshing your home, later recalled due to bacteria, is now being blamed for two deaths. the lavender and chamomile scent of Better Homes and Gardens essential oil-infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones was found to have the bacteria Burkholderia pseudomallei in it.
I'd probably like that lavender smell.
And was recalled by Walmart and the Consumer Product Safety Commission in October of last year.
So the bacteria is not mentioned on the label?
No, I don't think it's supposed to be in there. So the New England Journal of Medicine identified four cases of this of these infections from using the spray. One of the people killed from the bacteria infection was a five-year-old boy in Georgia who died 4 days after being taken to the hospital in July. Determining what caused the deadly infection in the child and other patients was difficult, as none had left the country until the CDC was able to collect samples of household products from each of the homes. Anyone who still has this product should stop using it, place it in two resealable bags, and then return it to Walmart as soon as possible. We receive a gift card in exchange for that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, for your deadly spray that's in your
house. Yeah, my uncle died. Well, here's a gift card.
All right, and there you go. That's the last item that I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.